Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Master's in Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. Hi there. Welcome to December 1st. We are in the final month of 2020. How are we feeling about that? No, don't answer that question. Congrats. We've made it through the last 11 months. Woo! And I don't really know how to segue into the podcast after that intro, but I'm going to leave it in because why not? It's December 1st of 2020, and I kind of didn't know what this would look like. Didn't know how any of us would be, how the world would be. For those of you who listened to the podcast 3 to 4 weeks ago, I did National Novel Writing Month. I was told off by a listener for not giving my username on the podcast. So if you would like to follow my journey on the National Novel Writing Month website, where I've had an account for the last 12 years, the link is always in the show notes, which will either be showing up on your podcast app at the bottom of the page on your web browser, or you can go to rootedreinvention.com/podcast. If there's anything that I mention, other podcasts, people I talk about, I will always link to them in that episode's show notes. And for those of you who would like to follow my writing journey, it's NaNoWriMo, NaNoWriMo.org/participants/EASDANSAIR. That's EASDANNSAIR. I did complete 50,000 words of fiction in the first 29 days of November. I don't think I like it, which is one of the reasons that I had previously decided not to do the novel writing challenge again this year, but then fear of missing out and wanting to just have a creative outlet. Without it, I would not be where I am today. I would not have the fiction I have published. I would not even have the non-fiction I have published, because I did not think of myself as a writer before November 2009. Even if it was more challenging than fun at times, for me, there is a sense of achievement in that. Moving on from novel things for people who might have lives that don't revolve around creative writing, I wanted to talk just a little bit about the completion of things. And this is a brilliant example of, I think it's episode 14, where I talk about your to-do list achievements don't necessarily like make your life positive or improve things or aren't always the answer to things. And it was talking about that kind of pressure that I put on myself to be productive, to have an achievement-based life, to make sure that I am successful, to tick all the boxes. And partly National Novel Writing Month has always been that for me, but it was also partly the permission for myself to consider writing as an option, as something worthwhile, as something I can put effort into, as something I could pay money to buy the books on editing a novel. I had to prove that I could write a novel first to myself before I felt that I could justify it. So although this particular novel I don't think is very good, and last year I decided I wouldn't be doing National Novel Writing Month Challenge again because the novels that I write in it are usually not very good, this year especially so, because A, it's the first time I've picked up a novel that I'd already started, and I hadn't written in this novel since 2013, so wasn't familiar with it, and also had not plotted out an ending. Let's just say I'm not happy with the way it ended, but I hit the 50,000. It's a completed draft. It has an ending, as rubbish as I may think it is. And therefore I can kind of put it away, put it in the drawer, and then worry about it next year. but it has become this kind of thing where I'm doing it because I like to have the tick mark. I like to be able to say, hey, I've done 11 NaNoWriMos in 12 years and I've won every single one I've done. And there is a pressure I put on myself that once I start, I need to win because I've never lost. And I even debated forcing myself to lose this year to see how that would shape me and my identity. So much of my identity has come around writing, and all of that began with NaNoWriMo. So there's a lot of stuff that I feel like I could unpack, but really the end result essentially is I completed the 50,000 words. I have a completed story now of one that I had never finished, that I hadn't worked on since 2013. So again, in terms of, although it's a book that I'm not very happy with and probably won't do anything with, I spent the time being creative. I spent the time connecting with people. I pushed through the barriers. One of the things I love about National Writing Month is it forces you to push through the barriers. Oh my gosh, I have no plot. I don't know what comes next. I don't know what word to use. But it's 10 minutes to midnight and I haven't reached today's word count. And it just gives you that something extra that I think we often don't get when thinking about pushing through resistance and pushing through obstacles. There is this sense, I feel, in the culture, certainly where I grew up, of if it is hard, you're doing it wrong. One of the things with National Writing Month is it forces you to meet resistance. So if anyone has read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, which is literally at the top of my to-be-read pile, and talks about this concept of creative resistance and just the idea that in our lives we are told, you know, if it doesn't feel easy, if it's hard, if it feels like a slog, you know, do something you love every day and you'll never work a day in your life. If it feels like work, it's wrong. If you're not automatically talented at it, it's not for you. If you're spending time on something and it's not getting anywhere, maybe you should stop. And this is very much something that certainly I've experienced in the culture where I grew up in England as a millennial, that if you are finding something difficult, maybe it's a sign that you shouldn't be doing it. And although I haven't read the book, my understanding of resistance from being a creative is that resistance is there to keep us on the same path. It is that sense of, but if we step off this path of what we know and what we like and what we're good at, who knows what will happen? I need to make sure that we're protected, that we're safe, that there isn't any danger in this new place. And I can't do that when it's uncertain. I can't say for sure that it's a safe option, that I'm not going to have wasted all this time trying something new, that I'm not going to get hurt trying something new. This is something that on a human level, we all have a fear of uncertainty because we want to make sure we are safe. Our fear and our internal instincts are designed to keep us safe. And if we've done something 50 times before and never got hurt, we know that with relative certainty that that is a safe thing to do. One of the things with creativity, though, and this is something that I've recently read in an interview with Liz Gilbert as well, which I will also link in the show notes, that creativity is specifically about going off the beaten path. To be creative is to try new things. To be creative is to push what we already know and what we already do. Otherwise, it's not creative, it's just normality. Therefore, having that sense of resistance and being forced to move through it, being forced to kind of, or forcing yourself to move through it. Oh my gosh, I have no idea what to do. I don't want to write. I'm really frustrated with this novel. I just want to give up now. I just don't like it. Ah, it's 10 to midnight. Everyone else is doing their words. They're inviting me to join them on a word sprint so that we can help each other through this. And I know that if I push through this, I'm going to be working towards the bit that I'm excited to get to, the bit of the story that I really want to tell. It teaches us to face resistance in a way that I don't think anything else ever has. And I think that's the thing that I keep coming back to with National Novel Writing Month. The novel I write is generally rubbish. All of the fiction work that I have ever had published or that I have even submitted to agents to look at publication have not been National Novel Writing pieces. They have been during the year around that, always completely separate from NaNoWriMo. Because pushing through that resistance in a 30-day window while working full-time and dealing with other things on top of it is not necessarily the way to make the best book that I can make. For me personally, that's not my process. what it does is it reminds me every year that I can do it, so that when I am faced with those challenges in other parts of my life and other parts of the year, I have something to tell my brain, hey, we broke through this last time and it was fine and we were safe. Let's give it a go again. And I guess the important thing I want to say is that when we feel resistance, it's not an automatic, you shouldn't be doing this. You find that you get caught up in things, if you get stopped by things, if you don't let yourself finish things, if you keep flitting between one thing to another and not making any progress and feeling frustrated, sit with that resistance, feel what it has to say, and then keep going. I do not sit there with my resistance saying, oh, I don't want to, and say, you stupid thing, how dare you, blah, blah. I sit there and go, yeah, I know, but we committed to this, and I know we can do it, even if it's uncomfortable. And I hear what you're saying, that this might not be very good, and this might be rubbish, and this might be a waste of time, but actually, I'm going to stick with it and see what it's like at the end. Sometimes just having that commitment of what we're aiming for at the end is all that we need. To teach our brain that it's okay to not feel 100% good 100% of the time, and that having a range of emotions and a range of different experiences in our life and the ebb and flow of our energy doesn't necessarily make anything wrong. So a little bit of a rambly one again today. I hope you took something from it. I enjoyed sharing it, whatever it was. And I just want to wish everyone a safe, calm December. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you know someone who would benefit from this episode, if you know someone who maybe struggles a bit with the whole resistance and with feeling that they're not on the right path because it's not easy all the time, please share this with them. And if you want more kind of content, I also do a newsletter every 2 weeks that's free, and you can sign up at bit.ly/rootedreinventionkit. That's bit.ly/rootedreinventionkit, all one word, where this month in particular I'm sharing kind of how you might want to consider reinventing what 2021 looks like for you. Bye. Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care, remember, you are more capable than you often realise, and I'll see you next time. Bye.